It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
C is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It is 5 o'clock and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Friday. It's August 30th, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. As we begin our Sunrise Special brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss with meteorologist Bob Cox and the WTIC Weather Center. Hi, Bob. How are things looking?
Morgan, we have kind of a variety of conditions out there this morning. Yesterday, we were talking about this area of showers that would move into southeastern New York last night and possibly affect parts of the state this morning. We have gotten some showers in state. It looks like they've mostly been over the southwestern half of Connecticut. And we still have some shower activity, especially near the coast, and a batch of rain coming into southern Litchfield County, southwestern Litchfield County, affecting parts of Kent, New Milford, Warren, Washington Depot, down into northern Fairfield County. That's tracking southeast. At the same time, we've got some clear to partly cloudy skies in portions of northern and northeastern Connecticut. And once you get north and east of Springfield, Mass., it's pretty clear all the way up into Maine. So we're kind of right on the fringe of the clouds and the precipitation here this morning. There will still be a shower or two around during the morning. And I suppose you can't rule one out somewhere this afternoon, but should be mostly dry during the afternoon. And we'll see clouds mixed with some partial sun today. Temperatures will stay in the 70s for highs this afternoon. Right now it is 62 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, thanks, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox and the WTIC Weather Center. Bob's back with us at 5:11, so he can go through more of our weather details with us then. Until Monday night, we're in the Labor Day holiday travel period, and because of that, you might see more state troopers out patrolling the roads. This is Sergeant Luke Davis.
In addition to our normal patrols that are going on statewide with all 11 barracks, we're deploying additional resources with troopers on overtime, doing roving DUI patrols, also looking for any types of reckless and aggressive drivers that are out on the roadways.
Of course, this is that time of year when troopers are definitely looking out for people who are driving under the influence. So they plan to have those roving DUI patrols to find and seek out drunk drivers. They're also going to keep a lookout for speeders and seatbelt violators as well while responding to accidents and other road hazards. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, sat down for their first interview of the presidential campaign season Thursday. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
In an exclusive interview on CNN, Vice President Harris defended the Biden administration's record on the economy.
Today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world.
Harris also said as president, she would reintroduce a bipartisan effort to pass immigration reform legislation, and she would remain committed to clean energy policy. While at the same time, she said she would not ban fracking. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
FEMA continues to move through flooded out western Connecticut. Today, Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is going to be joining the FEMA damage assessment teams in Southbury to see and explore flooding sites with them firsthand. FEMA officials continue to assess flood damage following President Biden's approval of Connecticut's disaster emergency declaration. As far as that damage goes, roads are currently being worked on, and the State Department of Transportation's out there trying to fix eight roads still closed from the deadly and destructive flooding nearly 2 weeks ago in the western part of the state. That's way down from 27 state roads closed, says DOT Communications Director Josh Borgen.
The recent successes, Route 188 in Oxford, we were able to get that reopened to two-way traffic instead of having the alternating one-way traffic. So that's alleviating some congestion. Another big one earlier this week, Route 34 by the Lakeshore Drive-In. That road was washed away. We were able to rebuild that.
They're also working to repair the still-closed Waterbury rail line. In the meantime, buses continue to help commuters because it's not safe to take a train over those train tracks with earth washed out underneath it. WTIC News time is 5:05.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your Social Security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
WTIC News time is 5:07. Good morning. A two-year-old is receiving medical care now at Connecticut Children's Medical Center after falling out of a window in Manchester Thursday night. It happened on Channing Drive near Spencer Street. It's unclear what led up to the incident. Hartford police are investigating break-ins at apartments that are currently evacuated due to a recent fire. The residents can't go back to staying at their units at the Concord Hills apartments. A recent fire has left about 100 people displaced in nearly 70 apartments. Thieves are allegedly breaking into and ransacking some of those departments and taking belongings. Residents are expressing frustrations over that. Police are investigating. West Haven police make two arrests in connection with a sexual abuse case involving a child. Police say that Elizabeth Jordan, a 42-year-old from West Haven, engaged in sexual intercourse with an underage individual and recorded that encounter. It's being further alleged that Jordan has disseminated the video with an associate, 44-year-old Josh Bailey of Milford, and that Jordan allegedly sent other images of other underage material for Bailey to go through. Jordan, who turned herself in, is charged with a number of counts, including disseminating voyeuristic material, risk of injury to a minor, unlawful dissemination of an intimate image, and second-degree sexual assault. Bailey did not turn himself in, but was arrested in Milford on unrelated charges. He's being charged with criminal liability to commit sexual assault, conspiracy to commit voyeurism, and also criminal liability to commit risk of injury to a minor. Taking a look at our market futures, we see that the futures are pointing up a little bit. Dow futures 55 points up. S&P 500 futures about 21 points higher. NASDAQ futures rising 123 points. WTIC News Chime is 5:09. Up next, we've got meteorologist Bob Cox.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
I've been playing sports all my life. Little football, basketball, pickleball, cross training, mud events, you know, Spartan races and things like that.
For Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor, staying active means everything. So when nagging knee pain slowed him down, he didn't want drugs or invasive surgery. He found a natural way to get lasting relief. QC Kinetics Cellular Therapies.
We're using my body's natural abilities to get better. And that's huge. In time, that's going to be the way of the future. You know, using your own body's ability to heal. Now I can play day to day and not have that severe pain.
Now he's back out there doing what he loves, thanks to QC Kinetics.
Life is good. You're not going to slow me down.
Leave the pain behind and get moving. Book your free consultation today with QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
The law firm of Brown, Painteris & Scott wish you a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.
WTIC weather.
WTIC News Time is 5:11 with meteorologist Bob Cox and the WTIC Weather Center. Good morning, Bob. How are things looking?
Well, I guess it depends where you're located, Morgan. In some places, we have some rain falling, especially in southwestern Litchfield County. Some rain falling in places like Kent, Washington, New Milford, down into northern Fairfield County, over to Bridgewater. Some rain moving into parts of Woodbury and Southbury. Also making it down to Brookfield. That area is moving toward the southeast. And we have some other showers near the coast and some other shower activity back in eastern New York. So we'll continue to see a few showers out there, especially this morning and especially to the south and west. At the same time, some of us can see that crescent moon in the eastern sky because there's enough clear sky, especially in portions of northern Connecticut and northeastern Connecticut right now. And temperatures are mostly in the upper 50s and low 60s. There's not much wind. As we go through the day today, we'll try to get some partial sun to mix in with the clouds at times. We'll even the chance for a shower. And temperatures staying in the 70s for highs this afternoon. Winds will be coming in out of the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight it looks partly cloudy to variably cloudy. There could be some patchy fog or even spotty drizzle. Lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. As far as the weekend goes, I think it'll be kind of on the cloudy side Saturday, though we could see a little sun. Wouldn't rule out a sprinkle or a spot shower, but I think most of the daytime tomorrow will be dry. We'll see if we can get up to 80 for a high. And there will be some showers around tomorrow night lingering into Sunday. And the latest timing on those actually slows them down a bit. Look like maybe we could finish those up early in the day on Sunday as of yesterday. Now it looks like maybe they linger into the early afternoon. And we may see some clearing during the latter part of the afternoon. Temperatures Sunday warm and it's humid. The humidity is higher over the weekend both days. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s on Sunday. Labor Day still looks very nice. That'll set the trend for next week. We'll talk about that when we do the five-day forecast at the end of the Sunrise Special. Right now, 54 degrees in Willimantic, where it's partially clear. 61 up at Bradley. And the Hartford temperature is 62 at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. Meteorologist Bob Cox with us on WTIC. Again, near the end of our Sunrise Special, you'll have more on our extended five-day forecast. Overseas, the U.S. is maintaining a powerful military presence in the Mideast, hoping to deter a widening war in the region.
The USS Roosevelt has extended its deployment. It's been out since January from San Diego. It will be going into its 9-month. The USS Abraham Lincoln has been brought in. So you have two strike carrier groups there, maybe a dozen destroyers. You have the ships in the Med. You've got F-22s, F-35, F-18s. They're still prepped. They are locked and loaded. They are ready for whatever may happen.
That's Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett. Germany deports Afghan nationals to their homeland for the first time since August of 2021, when the Taliban returned to power. A government spokesperson described the 28 Afghan nationals deported today as convicted criminals, but did not immediately respond to a request to clarify their offenses. While the deportations have been in the works for months, according to the government, they have occurred a week after a deadly knife attack in Germany. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week as the U.S. labor market remains healthy in the face of high interest rates. Jobless claims ticked down by 2,000 to 231,000 for the week of August 24th, the Labor Department reported on Thursday. That's just below the 232,000 new filings that analysts were expecting. The four-week average of claims, which evens out some of the week-to-week volatility, fell by about 4,700 to 231,500. Weekly filings for unemployment benefits, which are considered a proxy for layoffs, remain low by historic standards. The recall of Boar's Head cold cuts is back in the news with word that the number of people dead in the nationwide listeria outbreak is now 9. Correspondent Jared Hill says documents show dozens of violations at a Boar's Head facility at the center of the recall.
This latest outbreak is linked to the Boar's Head plant in Jarrett, Virginia. Documents obtained by CBS News show federal inspectors flagged dozens of violations at the facility, including mold, mildew, and insects repeatedly found there. Boar's Head said it immediately responded to the issues, and the company has recalled all of the meats made at the plant.
A little good news to maybe make your heart melt a little. Correspondent Stacy Lynn with that.
One side of 6-year-old John Henry's heart didn't develop correctly. He was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, and after multiple surgeries, doctors decided a transplant was the only option and put him on the list. After waiting 10 months came the best heartwarming news. And he told everyone at the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. We mean everyone. The very next day, his doctor performed the heart transplant, saving the little boy's life. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
WTIC News Time is 5:17, almost 5:18. In a moment, we'll be hearing from our friend Matt Sorois with our morning sports. Then we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers, and then meteorologist Bob Cox will be with us to wrap up our Sunrise Special with his extended 5-day weather forecast.
Do you have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in debt? Then listen to this. You may not be required to pay it all back.
I was drowning in debt.
I had over $36,000 in debt.
If I would have just made the minimum payments, it would have taken me 59 years to pay off.
Whether it's credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief can help significantly reduce what you owe. In fact, debt relief payments can be 50% less than your monthly credit card payments. That's right, half as much as you're paying now.
National Debt Relief reduced my debt by over $27,000.
With National Debt Relief, you have a powerful team that knows how to talk to your creditors.
National Debt Relief, they got me out of debt.
More than 550,000 Americans have used National Debt Relief to reduce their debt.
Call 800-649-6464 to see if you qualify to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. 800-649-6464. That's 800-649-6464.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Labor Day may be the end of summer, but not the end of grilling season. Try Hummel Grit for the Grill specialty items. Besides grilling up our world-famous hot dogs, try Hummel Bratwurst, made with the same recipe our grandfathers used back in 1933. Or Hummel Kielbasa Links, with a bold, rich flavor. If you like it hot, try Hummel's Red Hot, made with crushed red pepper for a spicy kick off the grill. This Labor Day, treat your family to the hot dog that generations have grown up on, Hummel's. And remember, all Hummel products are gluten-free and always represent the very best in quality. I'm Eric Hummel, and I personally guarantee it.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 customers would recommend AAA insurance to a friend? 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 people don't even like Philly cheesesteaks.
More loved than the most loved sandwich in the city of brotherly love?
Does that make us siblings? Well, we do treat our customers like family. Legendary service and superior coverage from AAA Insurance. Something 9 out of 10 people would recommend. Find out why at AAA.com/insurance and get a quote. Based on a 2023 customer survey, insurance provided by CSAA Insurance Exchange.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Men, when addressing the problem of erectile dysfunction, you want the right treatment for your specific medical situation. Because every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and at our practices, we offer the full range of ED treatment protocols and can even combine therapies to help make those intimate moments special, both for you and your partner. At Northeast Men's Health, we're the leader in treating ED in the area. Our medical providers specialize in men's sexual health and understand that no two cases are alike, which means you'll get the right treatment for you based on sound medical evaluation and appropriate applications of medical therapies. Plus, we offer treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means if you're like most men, you'll get your sex life back. So call us. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have five offices in the Northeast to serve you.
Now at McDonald's, get a head start on your morning with any sized iced coffee and any flavor for just $1.29 during breakfast hours only. Price of participation may vary.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, good morning, and happy Friday. It's 5:24 last night. The Boston Red Sox seemingly took the night off against the Toronto Blue Jays. At least their offense did, as they just had two hits all night long and lost the finale to Toronto by a final of 2-0. Big moment this game, though, came after Cutter Crawford was pulled in the seventh. 44-year-old Rich Hill made his season debut, and in doing so, became the only active player to play in a game for 20 straight seasons. And he did well. Pitched 1 1/3 and struck out two batters. Afterwards, he said he was really just thankful to be back.
I'm an emotional guy, so I knew it would, you know, possibly happen, and, you know, culmination of all that. But it is. It's just so many people to thank, like I said, and to get to this point, we didn't know in the beginning of this if this would be the where you'd end up, where it might be. It just happened to be in Boston, you know, with this team. And again, I think there's a lot of good things coming.
Yeah, also his manager, Alex Cora, shut down any questioning. This was just something sweet to do for the guy.
I think it was a good one for him. The first one, you know, close game, minute first, two outs, to get his feet wet, you know, if he needed experience, you know, and we'll use it the right way. But I do believe he's going to contribute.
The Sox will now head up to Detroit for a weekend series with the Tigers. They get going tonight at 6:40. Tanner Houck with the ball for Boston. Yankees off last night. They return to the Bronx tonight to face the St. Louis Cardinals. Be Marcus Stroman on the bump tonight, 7:05 first pitch from him tonight at the stadium. The Mets had the rubber game in Arizona yesterday and got on the board first thanks to Pete Alonso.
High fly ball, deep center field. McCarthy back to the warning track at the wall, and it's out of here. Pete Alonso puts the Mets in front. A booming shot to center field, his 29th of the year, and it's 1-0 New York.
Yeah, with that homer put him alone in third in the Mets' all-time homer list, just ahead of Mike Piazza now. More importantly, the Mets snatched the win from Arizona by a final of 3-2. The Mets should have an easy weekend as they head now to Chicago to face the worst team in the league in the White Sox. It's an 8-10 start tonight for them. In Hartford last night, Yargoats used a lot of small ball and one long ball to roll to a big win over Binghamton. With the wrap-up, we can head over to our friend Jeff Dooley.
Thank you, Matt. The Hartford Yard Goats won for the fourth time in five games as they downed the Binghamton Rumble Ponies 7-1 at Duncan Park. Blake Adams pitched well in that to go. Six innings, allowed just one run. He had two walks and had five strikeouts, picking up his second straight win. Luis Moreno was hit with the loss. And a nice three-run home run by Juan Guerrero, his first in the Eastern League as he went into the top tank at right field. A three-run blast leading the Goats to a victory. Game four of the six-game set will be at Duncan Park tonight. One of the top pitching prospects in minor league baseball, Chase Dolander, will pitch for the Yard Goats. We'll have the call starting with the pregame show at 6:55 on the Odyssey app. With the Yard Goats report, I'm Jeff Dooley.
Thank you, Jeff. Always good to see Jeff last night at the ballpark as well. Always popular Princess and Pirates night tonight at the park as well. College football last night, CCSU, you can say they had a rough opener on the road. They lost to Central Michigan at 66-10. Hopefully they can bounce back from that one next weekend as they return home for their home opener against Fordham. Coach Deion Sanders and his Colorado Buffaloes eke out a 31-26 win over North Dakota State last night. Deion's son, Shador, was 26-34, four touchdown passes, 445 yards in the win. Tough upcoming schedule for them, though. They hit the road the next two games against Nebraska and Colorado State. Number 11, Missouri. Number 22, Kansas. Number 12, Utah. And number 24, North Carolina State. All winners last night by pretty wide margins. UConn football opens up tomorrow on the road against Maryland. It'll be a noon start against the Terrapins. Huskies go in as 20-point underdogs in this one. Remember, they do have their home opener at the Rent next weekend against Merrimack. Well, we found out yesterday morning that the Patriots coach, Gerard Mayo, will indeed go with veteran Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback over rookie Dre May for their opener against Cincinnati. Drake May clearly outperforming a Brissett in the preseason, but don't want to wheel out the rookie to get destroyed early on, obviously. 49ers and their fans could breathe a sigh of relief. Their top receiver, Brandon Ayuk, has agreed to an extension with the team. It's a four-year, $120 million deal for him. Also, the same deal that's been on the table since the beginning of the month. And finally, a couple upsets in the U.S. Open tennis tournament yesterday on the women's side. Naomi Osaka loses in straight sets to Carolina Muchova, 6-3, 7-6. And on the men's side, shocking straight sets loss late last night. It's world number three ranked Carlos Alcaraz goes down to unranked Botic Venda Zanschulp, 6-1, 7-5, 6-4. Novak Djokovic gets going on with his third round matchup around 7 o'clock tonight. It's 5:28 right now. That's your morning sports. We'll head back over now to Morton Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
Cash 5 numbers are 3, 4, 11, 18, and 19. Lucky for life is 7, 13, 18, 23, 42, and the lucky ball 12. Play 3 night is 6, 2, 3, the wild ball 3. Play 4 night is 3, 8, 4, 1, and the wild ball 0. Mega Millions jackpot for tonight is $327 million, and the Connecticut Lotto jackpot is $5.7 million.
WTIC weather.
Now let's go over to our weather center with meteorologist Bob Cox. Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Morgan. We're still looking at a bit of shower activity in parts of the state, especially to the southwest of Hartford. The main area right now is in southern Litchfield County, and it's drifting southeast, headed toward northwestern New Haven County. There's a few other showers in southeastern New York, too, and still one or two right along the shoreline. We'll keep in that chance for a shower for a while today. Otherwise, clouds mixing with some sun and highs in the 70s this afternoon. We'll see varying amounts of cloudiness tonight, probably some areas of patchy fog and drizzle around, lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. Saturday, tomorrow, starts off the weekend with more clouds than sun. And while you can't rule out a spot shower somewhere, I think most of the daytime will be dry. Highs approaching 80. Humidity moving up, too, with dew points rising well into the 60s. And then it's unsettled Saturday night. Showers, areas of rain, possibly some thunder, patchy fog, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers into Sunday morning, tapering off probably early Sunday afternoon. And then clearing trend, hopefully by the mid to late afternoon Sunday, highs 80 to 85. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday look sunny, sunny, sunny with temperatures in the 70s. Right now in Hartford, it's 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. Meteorologist Bob Cox, who is not just with us in the Sunrise Special, but he'll be with us all morning long with weather updates as we wrap up our Sunrise Special for this Friday. It's August 30th, 2024. And I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
From the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. We'll be right back.
71. I've heard Roger Daltrey talk about synthesizers and the blessing and the curse of synthesizers, right? Mm. So, like, the beginning of that song, I just think is iconic. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
But there's, you know, and they use synthesized music a lot, the Who did. And it can go, and they basically were saying, like, it cuts both ways. It can really open up things for you, but it can also restrict you musically. And I don't have a clue about music, so I can't speak to it. But I just like this, you know, songs have such associative power, right? I think I went away to this overnight camp that my brother went to, and because my brother went there and my parents thought it was okay to send me away for 4 weeks when I was 8. And then I went away for 8 weeks when I was 9.
Whoa.
I mean, it was something. It's not like I was roughing it. I mean, it's camp, but I was all by myself, basically. It's not like I had breakfast with my brother every morning. And I just remember two things about, and the counselors were like gods. And turns out they were 19-year-old college fresh. You know what I mean? Like, when
like
you're an eight,
summer job,
when you're
yeah.
eight, you think that they're like these gods. But they're just 19 and 20-year-old kids. But I remember two things. So this is, we're talking like 79 and 80, right? 1979, 1980, 81. I remember two things. I remember Bruce Springsteen. Everyone had Bruce Springsteen concert t-shirts. Everybody. And I remember this song. Like one of the counselors would blast this song in the morning. Like, you go to breakfast, you got to clean up your bunk. Like, you got to sweep the floor. And, I mean, for all I know, the counselors were hungover. Like, I mean, I have no idea. And this one guy would just blast this song. And I always think of my summer camp.
Mm. There's songs, and then there's, like, anthems. And that's, like...
Yeah. And it took perfect. Me, like, it took me a long time... It took me basically all the way to adulthood to appreciate both Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen. Like, I was like, what's the big deal with Bruce Springsteen? Like, I thought it was okay.
Storytellers.
I mean, yes, they're both, and, you know, Dylan's a poet.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put Springsteen in that category, but he's a great songwriter. But, you know, you have to sort of mature and grow, I guess, as a listener and as a consumer. I don't know. But so when you play Bubba O'Reilly, man, I just love that song. I mean, I do. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Matt and the company, of course. It is a Friday. I was telling Matt off camera, although all the way into our opening segment, actually. My wife had her, like, opening faculty gathering. Her school has big faculty meetings during the day, and then they get together, and there's, you know, sort of like an hors d'oeuvre, beer and winey kind of thing. And I didn't get to listen, and then we ended up staying longer than I wanted to. I only got the tail end of the Harris interview live, and so I just finished watching it this morning. And I have a lot of thoughts on it, and there's a lot of red meat for both sides, and it is. And I had a good text exchange with our good friend Ozzie Palomo last night, too, from Chartwell Strategy, a Republican lobbyist. And I'll get into it. I'm gonna save it again for when more people are awake. I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about based on the interview, based on what she said. I mean, I know we were joking off mic about we wanted to look and see how many cuts and edits, and it's like because they cut to break and the way they came in, it even seemed like they pinched a few things at the end because Dana Bash would jump in almost too quick, so you wonder if there's an edit there or not. But I do think that the one thing I'll tease ahead to, she needs to do more, not less of this, in the sense that if you want her to do well, because she needs to practice.
Yeah.
It's not like it was some disaster and it wasn't like a home run, but she needs to hone some things. And if she wants to do well in the debate, I don't know why these campaign advisors are so, like, I won't call them dumb because I'm not, who am I? But I think she should be out there more, not less. She needs to work on her game.
And you got to do it live. You have to do it. If you can't do it live, then you can't do the job. Well, it's right. Just plain and simple, because and that's with everything in life. Like, I hate when there's some inside baseball on radio. I don't like when people like voice track, and a lot of people voice track.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't do it live, then what the hell's the point?
And the thing is, she will have to do it live.
Yeah.
So why, like on September 10th, she's got a debate. I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to do it a lot. But I'll get into, I have a bunch of like stuff about the border and, you know, Tim Walz, why he was there, and her flip-flopping and Dana Bash's questions. A lot of things to talk about as it relates to it. I'll wait until maybe 6:20 or 6:50. We have a pretty good lineup this morning. I don't want to get into what Dr. Adrian Salmon's coming on for from UConn. Right this year, I'll just tell you it's about sleep, and it's about TikTok, and it's about dumb people. That's basically it. Morgan Cunningham's going to have a little added time on the show to talk about his 100th anniversary show
nice.
Tomorrow. Tim Malloy from Quinnipiac will join us. They had a poll out yesterday. I mean, polls are polls. The people I talked to say Harris needs to be ahead by like 5 points nationally to even have a chance in the general because of certain pockets of strength for Democrats. It's really down to like, I think it's down to Pennsylvania and Arizona. But people throw in Georgia. This is literally three states are going to determine the presidency. Hmm. And then we'll talk to David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C.
Morgan's guest, by the way, was a little bit before your time here.
I don't know anything what he's doing tomorrow.
Is Mark Christopher's counterpart, really, for a long time.
Allen? Is it Mike Allen?
Mike Allen. And he is just a one of one. Mike, he's got so many stories and such a good dude.
Well, he used to go up in the air, right?
Yeah.
What a job.
It's going to be fun.
Mark Christopher in the Brown Pendiers and Scott Traffic Center. Mark's a one of one, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how much he'd go for on eBay, but he's a one of one.
You know, Mike has flown so much time in an airplane. I think he told me once, if I'm correct, he could have gone to the moon and back. Three round trips. That's how much time he spent in the plane flying over Hartford.
It's like over a million miles. Well,
I hope this isn't in tomorrow's show, but he told me once he lost an engine, so he had to do an emergency landing in Florida. And he said that the scariest part of it was he had no problem. He got the plane down on the ground. It was the farmer who was coming running at him with a gun when he landed on this guy's farm.
Oh, jeez.
So he's like, yeah, I got the plane down all right. Then it was dealing with the guy running at me with a gun. He thought I was running drugs. I'm like, oh, my God. But, yeah, Mike's a great guy. 40 years on the air here. 40 years on the air. And he would have to get up, pull that plane out of the hangar in the morning, put it back in at, you know, about quarter after nine, and then same thing in the afternoon. And I mean, I remember going out with him on some mornings that it was so cold. He did that for 40 years. An amazing career.
He flew the plane?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He flew and reported at the same time. So he'd be in the middle of report, and Brainerd Tower would call him and say, Erwan, we've got traffic 2 miles to the north.
That's incredible.
And he would have to respond. He has to respond to the tower by law. So he'd be in the middle of the report. Goes, everyone, Roger got that. And then he'd continue on with his report. But he's doing great things now. He's moved down south. He's doing great things now. I'm sure he'll be touching on that tomorrow. But the great Mike Allen tomorrow. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, we are dealing with an accident. It's 84 eastbound between exit 39 and 40. The right lane is out there. Tractor-trailer versus vehicle accident, so slow there. Westbound side of 84 moving well. Vernon through downtown out into Farmington. Both sides of 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Winter Locks. 291, 384, okay. So the river, two westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. If you are heading in toward New Waterbury right now, you're looking okay. 84 and 8. 91 in the Parkway doing well heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
This morning we find the state kind of right on the fringe of some shower activity. We've had some showers overnight and as we speak. Most of these have been over the southwestern half of Connecticut, and we've had some clearer sky to the north and northeast. So as we got through the rest of the day today, we'll leave in the chance for a shower, especially in western and southern areas, and especially this morning. We should see the clouds mix with some partial sun, and high temperatures will be in the 70s this afternoon. with a light southeast wind. Tonight we'll have varying amounts of cloud cover, maybe some areas of patchy fog and spotty drizzle, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. So we start the weekend off tomorrow, and looks like more clouds than sun, although we should see some sun. It'll be more humid than it's been. Dew points rising into the 60s. The high temperature approaching 80. And while there could be a spot shower or scattered shower somewhere tomorrow, most of the daytime should be dry. But then it turns unsettled Saturday night with areas of showers and rain and possibly some thunder, patchy fog, lows in the mid to upper 60s, and showers go over into Sunday morning and perhaps linger into the first part of Sunday afternoon before we start to see a bit of a clearing trend. It'd be warm and humid Sunday. Ultimate high Sunday will be dependent on when the clearing starts and any sun comes out. If that's too late in the day, it could be a little cooler than forecast, but it looks like about 80 to 85 with humidity. Dew points well into the 60s, if not the low 70s. And then drier air in for Labor Day. Plenty of sunshine, low humidity, highs in the 70s. And Tuesday and Wednesday look beautiful with sunshine, comfortable humidity, and highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday, upper 70s on Wednesday. Currently 62 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
We want everyone to enjoy their Labor Day weekend, so please use a rideshare or a designated driver. A DUI will change your life. Don't drink and drive. From your friends at Odyssey and Carter Mario Injury Lawyers.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
Baby, it's hot outside, but baby, it's going to be cold outside real soon. Say, come on into Campbell. When the weather's hot, you should be thinking cold. Before you start up that heat pump, boiler, or furnace, contact Campbell to get on their service shortlist. If old reliable's too old and not reliable, talk to Campbell about a Campbell custom upgrade to your system. Connect with Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Oh, for the Boston Red Sox last night, they had a bit of a struggle getting anything going offensively as they just had two hits last night in the finale against the Toronto Blue Jays. They do go down 2-0. Really, the highlight of this game, though, was Rich Hill coming in the game in the seventh inning. Really, really good for 44-year-old Rich Hill. He pitched one
better
and a third. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Struck out two batters and over one and a third. Pretty solid. Alex Cora afterwards talked about Rich Hill being back and said, you know what, this is not a charity case.
He's not here just to hang out. He's here to contribute, you know. For the people that think this is just kind of like for a guy to play 20 years straight in the big leagues, no. We believe that he can get people out, and he did an amazing job.
Yeah, he did. To be honest, he did. The Sox, though, losers 2-0, head up to Detroit for a weekend series with the Tigers. They get going tonight at 6:40. Tanner Houck has the ball for Boston tonight. Yanks off last night. They go back to the Bronx tonight to face the St. Louis Cardinals for the first of three over the weekend. It'll be Marcus Stroman on the bump tonight, 7:05, first pitch there. The Mets, they eked out a 3-2 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks in their rubber game yesterday afternoon. And they should keep it rolling, actually, this weekend because they had the Chicago White Sox in Chicago, and obviously Chicago, they lost their 103rd game of the season yesterday. Yeah, on the opposite side of that spectrum, the Dodgers had the most wins, and they tacked on another one, beating the Orioles 6-3. Houston continues their hot streak. They downed Kansas City by the same score of 6-3. Hartford last night, a good crowd over at Duncan Park. for the Yard Goats as they roll to a 7-1 win over the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Always popular Princess and Pirates night tonight at the ballpark.
What was the night last night?
Fanny pack night.
How is it?
Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
Real nice.
Real
yeah,
nice.
Definitely. College football last night, CCSU.
They got a paycheck.
Yeah, it was a rough one. Rough opener for them for sure. 66-10 final out there against Central Michigan. They had returned home the next weekend for the home opener against Fordham. Hopefully they can correct some things and do better. Coach Deion Sanders and his Colorado Buffaloes eke out a 31-26. Not really convincing win over North Dakota State. What was convincing, though, was Deion Sanchador at 26-34, four touchdown passes, 445 yards, and a win. Obviously, a stellar performance from him. Tough upcoming schedule, though, is next two games on the road against Nebraska and Colorado State. UConn football opens up tomorrow on the road against Maryland. It'll be a noon start against the Terrapins. Huskies do go in. It's 20-point underdogs in this one. They'll have their home opener at the Rent next weekend against Merrimack. We found out yesterday Patriots coach Gerard Mayo saying they are going with Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback over Drake May for their opener in Cincinnati. We'll see what happens there. It's going to be rough either way. 49ers have fans, and really Brock Purdy could breathe a sigh of relief. Their top receiver, Brandon Ayuk, has agreed to an extension with the team. 4 years, $120 million deal for him. It's also the same deal that's been on the table since the beginning of the month.
So what's the point?
Seems like he didn't want to practice. I'm just going to say that. That's basically what it seems like.
If he pulls a hammy in week two, I mean...
rough.
I don't get it. I mean, I understand these guys don't want to do training camp, but I thought we basically just let them not do training camp now.
Yeah,
right. Imagine if he got traded to the Patriots.
Ugh.
That would have been miserable.
Punishment. 5:49. Send over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading on the eastbound side of 84, look out for a crash in Farmington right now, and that is 84 eastbound between 39 and 40. The right lane is out there, so you'll see a little bit of a delay out there. On the westbound side of 84, that looks good, burning through downtown out into Farmington. 91 northbound, moving well, Cromwell up into Winter. We are seeing those delays northbound between 42 and 44 as you move from Windsor Locks into East Windsor. The right and right center lane block there, so you want to stay to the left. Southbound 91 moves well, Windsor through downtown down into Cromwell. 291, 384, okay, so the river 2 westbound moving well, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 to 8, 91 in the Parkway, easy right heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you, Mark. Today, partly sunny, chance for a shower in the 70s. Yesterday was actually surprisingly muggy, even though it wasn't hot. I just found it to be pretty humid. And tomorrow, more clouds than sun, maybe a spot shower near 80. Excuse me, Sunday. There's going to be some overnight rain. They're going to end in by lunchtime on Sunday, then some clearing 80 to 85. And if you do have a long weekend, we don't. Monday is sunny in the 70s. So I don't know if it's a beachy day, but it's going to be really nice on Monday, and it looks like going into next week, the temperature will be a little bit on the lighter side. I'm meeting some buddies in Rhode Island on the beach, not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Oh yeah,
so I'm hoping. Yeah, sometimes you get lucky in September. You can get some beachy kind
of
days. I wanted to point. We don't really have time. You know, I have a real beef with this. Everyone made a big deal yesterday of the Athletic ranking all the college football teams and having UConn at like 120 out of 134. And it makes for you can chop up a quick headline and write about it, but I have to tell you, and I'll talk about this at 6:20. It's silly. And I'll tell you why it's silly. And it's not even the worst ranking. UConn's ranked worse in another one that I look at all the time. So it's what's the big? We're just looking for content, and I'll tell you why you need to kind of ignore it, not totally ignore it, but kind of ignore it. I'll have that for you at 6:20. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll get your travel forecast. A lot of people heading out of Dodge for the weekend. So Bob Cox has details of where in the world you should stay away from, and of course, we got birthdays here on a Friday edition of Labor Day weekend. I'm Brian and Company in WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tune in to How to Retire. with Fuchs Financial.
The main thing for the majority of the listeners out there who are approaching retirement is I don't want to be surprised.
Helping you build, preserve, and manage your wealth.
You've got Roth IRAs, you have individual accounts. Finding the right taxable strategy, that's going to be huge for you.
Tune in to How to Retire with Ben Fuchs, Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tom Shattuck here. Let me give it to you straight. Here's what happened. One day at the station, big shout out to Jeff Chandler, by the way. Jeff tells me about his new weight loss client coming to Cromwell. Jeff knew I'd been griping about my weight and thought it'd be perfect for me. My response? Yes, please, Jeff, sign me up. So I ended up on a call with Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss. By the end of that call, my only question was, what's the catch? Awaken 180 sounded too good to be true. Eat to lose weight? No meds? No workouts? Really? Paige just smiled through the phone and said, there is no catch, Tom. Awaken 180 works. I was skeptical but intrigued. After the first week, I was sold. I dropped 9 pounds. About 70 pounds later, I reached my goal. The amazing part, and a main reason why I chose Awaken 180, is that unlike other weight loss plans, you keep the weight off. If losing weight is your goal, I suggest having the same conversation I had with Awaken 180. Have yours today at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or get them online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or biglou.com.
Our goal is to provide patients with the strongest, most effective, and safest options in this exciting field of regenerative medicine.
Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, National Medical Director at QC Kinetics.
The idea that you can avoid a joint replacement is very exciting.
And that's from a surgeon who's done thousands of joint replacements, but who now believes there's a better way.
Regenerative medicine, as we understand it today, gives lasting pain relief, improved function without surgery, without drugs.
Under Dr. Scheinkup's leadership, QC Kinetics medical professionals treat patients every day with the most advanced protocols in natural biologics. Literally tens of thousands of people all over America.
I've been doing research on regenerative medicine for 2 decades. This is the future of medicine.
Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bob, you hitting the card table this weekend?
Yep.
Where are you headed? Both? I know you'll equal opportunity with the casino, so you're going to hit both?
I'm not sure if I'll do the tournament at Foxwoods, probably at Mohegan anyway.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Matt and I are considering staking you.
Okay.
We want to invest.
That'll let me play maybe some higher buy-in, bigger payout tournaments.
Well, you don't know how poor we are, so maybe not.
All right, we'll talk about the details. And the details of the weekend look pretty good. I think much of the weekend will have fairly decent weather around most of the country. We do have a frontal system in the middle of the nation with showers and thunderstorms this morning that stretch from about Lake Michigan down into northern Illinois, southwestward all the way to the panhandle of Texas and adjacent areas of New Mexico. That's the front that'll be in here with some rain Saturday night into early Sunday. So if you're headed westbound, you're going to run into some of that as you travel through the Appalachians tomorrow or even into central New York State. There's also an area of unsettled weather near the Gulf Coast affecting parts of the Texas and Louisiana coastlines. That includes New Orleans with some showers and a thunderstorm or two today. Typical warm and humid conditions for down there with a high of about 86. The rain may taper off for a little bit later this afternoon, but they'll have in New Orleans some more wet weather at times into tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Detroit, they'll be watching that cold front I mentioned approaching later in the day. They'll be partly sunny, flirting with 90 today before the showers and storms develop later this afternoon and evening. There's even the potential for a severe thunderstorm in and around Detroit later today or tonight. And it's getting hot out in the Pacific Northwest. Not too bad today in Spokane, Washington. It's starting out clear in 57. They'll be sunny with a high of 86 today, but a heat advisory up for all 3 days of the holiday weekend as their temperature gets up to 90 plus there. We are going to stay in the 70s around here today. Currently at 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, by the way, he's worth $146 billion.
That's it. Step up your game, Warren.
Seriously. And you think about it, it's like, if it were, it's $146 billion. If it was $146 million, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's insane. I would take $146,000 or $14,600.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think about how the percentage of his total wealth. Anyway, he's 94, a pretty incredible human being. And he does enough of value investing. Louis Black, one of my favorite comedians, 76. Cameron Diaz.
Ooh, Cameron Diaz, you're like 48.
She's 52. That's a good safe guess out of you.
Yeah.
Bibi Rexha. She actually, her dad's an Albanian immigrant. She's 35. That's a good tune. It's a club tune right here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Your time's 6 o'clock.
Catch Morgan down in,
just get
by
down
the shore.
Turtleneck and all.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.